Welcome to the Discovery Life podcast. This is your host, Rasi Hamedi. This is part 2 of 3 in the series of how to make your best dua this Ramadan. What do you believe about the nature of dua in your life versus these 5 things Shaitan wants you to believe, plus the little trick to neutralize his toxicity? Today, in this series, we're going to be talking about Sheikh Muhammad, may Allah have mercy on him, his crayon analogy. Think of 2 preschool kids. Let's call them Imran and Yahya. Imran has a bundle pack of 96 crayons, perfectly sorted by shade, while Yahya came to school that day without his crayons. So naturally, he felt comfortable borrowing one of Imran's 96 crayons for the duration of the coloring exercise. But even though Imran had the choice of 95 others, he broke down crying over the single crayon Yahya refused to return. "It's just a crayon," laughed the teacher. The dua you cry for every night that seems so improbable to materialize, for Allah, it's as easy as handing you a crayon. So if you ever question how Allah will answer your out-of-this-world dua, remember that it isn't your job to know. It isn't about what you can do, but what Allah can do for you. We asked thousands of Muslims their number one obstacle to making the best dua they ever made. The top answers were, 1, I'm too sinful and therefore don't deserve to ask for big things. There are 2 parts to this, the first of which is easy. You can't possibly be more sinful than Iblis, and even he got his dua answered. Secondly, the endless blessings in your lives are not because we deserve them. In fact, nobody even gets to Jannah because we deserve it. Allah answers our dua not because of who we are. He answers dua because of who he is. He is Al-Mujib, the one who answers the call of the supplicant when they make dua. He is Al-Wahhab, the one who gives and gives graciously. He is Al-Rahman, the infinitely merciful. The second block people shared, I already have so many blessings, I feel too shy to ask for more. Look, dua is the essence of worship. It's the crux of Islam and the core of every pillar. It shows up in sujood, during fasting, in the nights of Ramadan, by virtue of your zakah, and throughout your Hajj journey. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ask your Lord for your needs, all of them, even for a shoestring when it breaks." And when the Sahaba said they'd ask Allah for more, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Allah is even more." I feel too overwhelmed and drained, the third block. This is a symptom of lacking clarity. Doing too much and lacking focus spirals us into an endless loop going nowhere. In the next part, you're going to hear how we address this problem. And just in time, so you can make the most of Ramadan. 4, let's be realistic. This big dua won't happen for me. In an extreme example, parents have killed their unborn because they couldn't imagine where their sustenance would come from. Allah says in the Quran, "Do not kill your children for fear of poverty. We will provide for them and you too." There's an infinite source of sustenance, an infinite source of blessing and prosperity that has always been there. It's here right now and will always be. We encourage you to continue in this series with us so you can, inshallah, move past realistic and watch Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif's mini docu video that he made on stop being realistic. The 5th block is, for years, I've asked Allah for the same thing and I don't see the answer. Yes, many experience delayed du'as, and for that, there's a 2-part strategy we'll talk about in the next part. For now, it's critical that you reframe how you perceive a delayed response. Remember that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Your dua is answered as long as you don't say, 'I made dua, but I was not answered.'" Look, Allah promised to answer all du'as, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala answers them in 3 ways. Yes, yes, just not yet. Yes, here's something better. The little trick to neutralize Shaitan's toxicity: if we haven't covered your number one obstacle to making your best dua ever, then just do this. If anything holds you back from raising your hands or lower the standards of the dua, write it down and cross it out. Then write the opposite, highlight it, and this will be your new belief. As a final note, Omar then who said, I'm not worried about whether my dua will be responded to, but rather I'm worried about whether I will be able to make dua or not. If I've been guided by Allah to make dua, then I know the response will come with it. Now the question is, what will you ask for? You have to sit and answer that for yourself. You are the threshold of a power much bigger than you. You are at the threshold of a power much bigger than you. The Prophet ﷺ said, nothing can change destiny except dua. With power like that, it's imperative we take the time and care to craft duas that not only uplifts us today, but changes the trajectory of our life altogether. And for that, we need inspiration. Most of us live life as it's dealt, putting out fires, attempting goals, experiencing spikes of motivation, then getting the rug pulled from underneath us. Pain, burnout, stress, almost always tired. To break that cycle and make dua from a place of shukr, joy, and happiness instead of pain and desperate need, like we talked about previously. We need to stop making the same old, uninspired duas. As Sheikh Mohammed, may Allah have mercy on him, frankly said, if your duas suck, chances are your life sucks too. Most students going through this process for the first time make straightforward duas, marriage, children, job, house, car, which is fine. But we challenge you to dig deeper and go deeper, much, much bigger. Because the duas you discover when you're inspired must make you all giddy inside. How you do that is later on. We'll discuss it. So much so, you can't wait to make sujood and make your requests. You're looking for every opportunity to power up your duas. Rain, after a then, middle of the night. Your newly inspired duas pull you out of the muck and the stuck you're in. To demonstrate the difference between same old duas and newly inspired duas, what we call dream duas, let's have a look at these two lists. List one, make me a better Muslim. Guide my brother to Salah, cure my knee pain, pay off my debts, bless me with a job. List two, bless me with Hajj every year, make my brother the Muaddin of the Masjid, help me complete the 10K marathon, bless me to donate Zakah this year, allow me to travel the world by doing what I love. Which list made you smile? Which one made you excited? Now imagine your own list. Born of your deepest desires, no filters, no judgment, no logical explanations required. Here's how you do it. One, schedule no less than 2 hours out of your day. Decide when right now. This is something we do as a community inside Visionary Ramadan every year, the annual Dream Dua designing retreat done online. Two, go to a scenic location. We highly recommend somewhere elevated like a mountain or hill. Alternatively, go by a body of water. The important part is somewhere you'll be reminded of the power of Allah and have a zoomed out view of the world. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, created all this nature, created his magnificent world. So surely he has the power to grant you all your needs and desires. Research has shown being in nature for as little as 15 minutes can reduce stress and anxiety, regulate hormones, and heart rate, and boost creativity, among a long list of other physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual benefits. Number three, if you don't have access to a scenic location, then slot out an inspirational time. That could be in the middle of the night or early in the morning, a time you can be alone in a clean, inspirational ambience. Put out an aromatic candle and put up pictures of scenic places for an added touch. Now, number four, stand up with a pen and an empty journal to begin your heart-storming session. Whatever you do, do not sit hunched at your computer. That does not facilitate inspiration or creativity. Standing unlocks your imagination and allows the juices of creativity to flow. Five, now imagine you are on an open field, nobody there but you, and Allah calls you by name and says, ask me anything and I will give it to you without limit. Now begin writing everything your heart desires. Don't stop the pen for the next 15 or 30 minutes at least. Your prompts are everything your heart desires in deen, spirituality, wealth, health, family, business, career, legacy, fun, social, toys, or travel. It's crucial that your head not get involved in this hard exercise. If your heart wants it, write it down because writing is free. Many students who've gone through this exercise later found Allah had already manifested even the desires they had only written and not uttered as duas. That's the mercy and power of Allah. So today, make yourself a promise. I promise to take the time to follow these steps, to get inspired and bring my heart out on paper. What you do next with your list is going to be covered in the next series. We'll talk about selecting and wording, a byproduct of which is what to do with du'as you've been asking for years and years. For now, hit like and subscribe and tune in for the next episode. With the best wishes to see you succeed at the highest level, Razi Hamedi, Discover You, Legacy of Sheikh Muhammad Al-Sharif.